I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined via Zoom by J.D. Martin and Valerie McLaren. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. And I believe we are speaking today about the Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month.
Yes, that is correct. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. And we have a couple events going on this month to connect with the community and let people know about services and have an opportunity to tell their stories.
And let me ask you, I know with the pandemic, with the shutdown, it seems like maybe things are even getting more difficult with people being shut in, so to speak. And can you speak a little bit about that? And do we know how people are doing given what's been going on this last year plus?
Absolutely. On both sort of the state and national level, there has been an increase in, in both domestic violence and child abuse. And we know that people have, with the lockdowns especially, have struggled more to seek help, often because they are home with their perpetrator. Both domestic violence and sexual assault tend to be perpetrated by people the victim knows. And so that it definitely has made it more difficult for victims to seek services. But I think, here in Ketchikan, we've been lucky that, you know, we had the one big lockdown last March. I believe it's been almost about a year now. And then we sort of opened up a little bit, that we've been fortunate in that regard, that people have been able to leave their homes. And as the vaccine rolls out, I think that we're going to see more and more people able to seek safety. That being said, we're definitely going to be living with the ramifications of the lockdown and the pandemic for a long time, of both people having experienced violence or experienced poverty caused by the pandemic, and just the trauma of the pandemic itself.
Maybe you could speak a bit about the services available to people, what they can do if they need assistance, whether it be, they themselves are the victim of something, or maybe they themselves are having difficulty coping and don't want to take things too far.
Absolutely. So at WISH, we have a 24-hour crisis line that you can call at any time, and one of our advocates will answer. And that number is 225-WISH, which is 225-9474. And the shelter is also accessible 24 hours a day. So if anybody needs to leave immediately and come into shelter, there's always somebody there to help them. We usually have a counselor on staff, or we currently have the positions open, but we do have our mental health counselor at the high school. So if there are any youth who need some mental health support, Sam Funk, she's in the counseling center at K-High, and any young person in the community can go see her for free. They can just walk into her office. Other services that we offer over at WISH, we have a legal advocacy program, so that if they need help, say, filing for divorce, or filing for a protective order, filing for custody of their children, we have advocates who will go with them to the court and help them through that process, help them connect with a lawyer. And we also provide advocacy if people do want to talk to law enforcement, but that can be, I understand, very scary. And so we do have advocates who can go in and help facilitate talking to law enforcement, or even talking to, say, your doctor if you've experienced some health repercussions from experiencing trauma or violence. Like, our advocates can help facilitate a lot of that, help facilitate connecting people with resources, whether that's childcare or Medicaid or finding housing, whatever it is that somebody needs. That's really what our advocates, that's the whole role of advocacy, is to help people connect with what they need. And I can hand it over to Valerie to let her talk a little bit about KIC's services.
Thanks, JD. And I think this month couldn't have come at a better time. We are just rolling out services again to connect with all those that have been impacted during the pandemic and to get these support services up and rolling again. And Ketchikan Indian Community has a new program, the Victim Services Program, which allows us to help all members of the community that have been impacted by crime. And specifically, we do have a department, our domestic violence department, that focuses on DV and sexual assault. And we offer those the same services that WISH, and we collaborate and work together a lot to help those in our community. Also offering help with protective orders, court accompaniment, just advocacy in general. And we are starting up our support groups again this month, which I know a lot of people will be excited to hear that. The specific sexual trauma groups will be the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 5:30 to 7. And we will offer dinner during those groups. So we're really happy to get those going again.
And you mentioned these are open to everyone, so that means it's beyond KIC members?
So we're starting our sexual trauma and DV groups for tribal members only. And as we roll out the victim services program here later in the month to our community partners, we're hoping to become just available to the entire community. Victim services program is available to all members of the community that have been impacted by crime. And so they can call 228-9490. And myself or Rihanna, we're case managers here, and we will do an intake and do what we can to get them connected with services and support.
Okay, so that's some of the things that are coming up. And JD, sure. You mentioned there are events or activities?
Yes. So every April, we try to host a couple community awareness events, and that is to, you know, help people understand the epidemic of sexual assault in our community and in our larger culture. So this year, we are hosting. We are hosting an open mic at the end of the month, which will actually be on May 1st. So which is a Saturday up at Cape Fox in conjunction with KIC has done an awesome job helping get that together. And so that will be, and correct me if I'm wrong, Valerie, I believe from 6:30 to 8:30 at Cape Fox on Saturday, May 1st. And it's open to everyone in the community who wants to come out, and it will be an opportunity for people to share their own stories or how they've been impacted, or even if they just want to share something uplifting, a poem or a song. I'm also working with our youth over here at WISH. We now have a peer education program that we've just rolled out in January. So I have a group of three teenagers who are doing some work to help support their peers in developing healthier relationships. And they're going to be hosting sort of a junior version of the open mic on Friday, April 30th, from 2 to 4 in the plaza. It's going to be in the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition has a great youth space up on the second floor of the plaza, if you're not familiar. That has free food and activities for young people. And so we're going to be utilizing that space on Friday, May 30th, and having an opportunity for young people to come.
You just said May 30th, April 30th.
April 30th. Thank you. I'm so sorry. And share their stories. We're also going to be doing an Art for Healing event that we don't have the exact date tacked down yet. But if you keep checking out WISH's Facebook, we'll get it up as soon as we have the exact date. But with sort of in conjunction with our open mics, we know that not everybody wants to get up and talk in front of people. So we want to have an opportunity for other people to share in their own way. So we're doing a call for art. If you're a creative person who wants to create art to talk about anything that's impacted you or just sexual assault awareness in general, you can create an art piece and you can drop it off at KIC's social services department, which is 201 Dearmont Street, by April 29th, which is a Thursday. And that art will be displayed in the lobby at Cape Fox. And that's also why we're going to be doing an Art for Healing event. So if you need some help getting your creative juices flowing and you need some like a larger group to get together to do art with. We will be hosting an event for people to come and create art, but you can also do it on your own and just drop it off. So we have all these different ways for people to get involved.
Okay. Are there any other things that you would like to mention this morning?
No, I think that was all that I had. Do you have anything you want to add, Valerie?
I just wanted to add that as a survivor of sexual trauma, I hope that we can provide a space for healing for all those in the community that have been impacted throughout their lives or are currently feeling alone or afraid, that we are here for you, and that we hope that this event will bring awareness to our community and healing to those in need.
All right. Well, thank you again, both of you, for joining me this morning. And we post our interviews to our website at krbd.org. So we will post that contact information with this interview. Again, thank you very much, Valerie McLaren, J.D. Martin, for joining me this morning.